You want to learn how to double your money? You want to learn how to get racks on racks on racks on racks on racks on racks on racks? And you want to know how to know when your investment is just sitting there flat? Well, you in the place to be. This your boy Jay Gibson, CEO and founder of Rethink Rich Academy, the new face of finance. Get used to it. And it's another edition of Late Night Boss Talk. Let's get to it. Tonight's episode, how to double your money. Let's get it. Ow! Yeah, what's going on, people? It's your boy Jay Gibson. We back in the building. It's Late Night Boss Talk. And this is how to double your money. Now, I want to say something. Last episode, I told y'all I was going to do it once a week, right? Guess what? I can't. I love y'all too much. You feel me? I'm going to do it Monday to Friday. I know it's like, what are you going to do? You're going to do it once a week? You're going to do it every day? I got to do it every day. It's in my blood, man. It's in my blood. So tonight, we're going to talk about how to double your money. So I know you're thinking, I mean, what you mean double my money? Am I flipping from two to four, four to mo? What I'm going to show you is how to realize how long it's going to take to double your money, right? So what that is called in the world of investment is the rule of 72. So there is a formula to figure out when you make an investment, how long it will take for that investment to double, aka how to double your money. So I'm going to break it down. So the rule of 72 goes like this. Say you have an investment, right, that yields 6% interest. So you could say a lot of real estate usually has 6% interest on a year. You know, different investments you can make, they pay 6% interest. So in this case, you would take the number 72 divided by 6, you would get 12. Now, that means it would take 12 years for you to double your money. So let's say you invested 10 grand. That means it would take 12 years just to turn into 20 grand. That doesn't sound too great, does it? Right? Not really, right? Who wants to wait 12 years just for another 10 grand? I mean, come on. So what you need to do is look for investments that either have a high yield of interest and you put money in them on a continuous basis. So it's constantly, constantly building. Or you can have the other option of getting a bunch of smaller investments and each one of them would double. Or you can do it over continuous years. So now year one, that's that first investment. You start another one, then you start another one, then you start another one. And so now that money starts doubling every other year, right? But let's just take the simple example of you get a bunch of different smaller investments. So what a lot of people like to do is the first thing they think about would be like real estate or something like that. But what I would like to show you is something called REITs. And REITs are real estate investment trusts. Now, I'm going to do a whole nother episode on REITs, but I just wanted to show you something. So let's just say you invested a certain amount. In this case, we said the $10,000. And you were getting, let's say, 12% interest. Because if you invest in certain funds, they have the great thing about stocks is that they have all different types of interest rates. So some come back, you can get into some certain types of stocks that will give you 8% return, some of them 10% return, 15. If you check the year to date, which means like from that week to 52 weeks, let's say today is this is the first week of June. So the first week of June in 2019 to the first week of June in 2020. And you could see that some of these investments grow 20, 30% in 1 year. And that's just one stock. Now, if you're into an index, which is a whole big bread, a whole loaf of bread versus one slice, then you're going to be able to benefit, but you're basically going against the market. So let me slow down. Let me slow the car down for a minute. Let's just show you what my example of doubling your money. So now, like we said, it gives you 12% interest. So you can get 12% interest. That means it would only take 6 years for that money to double. Right. So now you're like, okay, that sounds a lot better than 12. And it's the same $10,000, by the way. You don't have to invest more money. You just need to find something with a higher rate of return. And that's how you can double your money a lot faster. Now, depending on your strategy, some people like to have a slow as you go. They're building their nest egg over time, because the longer you let an investment sit, the bigger and bigger and bigger it's going to get. So think of it like a tree. When you first start investing, you just plant the seed, you put a little bit of water, and you're just waiting for something to happen. Most people lose out in investing because they just scoop that seed out the ground, or they just leave it there. They never water it. They never, you know, give it any nutrients. They don't put it in the sun. They sit it in the shade, and then they wonder why it doesn't grow. The good thing about an investment is that if you leave it there, as time goes on, because of what we call inflation, and that's going to be another episode, but basically inflation just means that the price of goods increases. The value of the dollar increases over time. So let's say back in the 70s, what $1 million was in 1970 probably would be like almost $1.5 million, or way, you know, depending on, I don't have the exact math in front of me, right? My point tonight is the rule of 72. But that's how investments grow. And they can 10x, 20x, 30x, depending on what type of investment and what is your rate of return. So whenever you're about to do an investment, now let's say that the number one way that people invest their money besides the stock market would be a savings account. And you don't think of it as investing your money. You think of it as saving your money. And that's a key difference. If you're going to put money in the bank for it to grow over time, wouldn't you like to get more interest back? Most savings accounts, let's say they even give you 2%, right? But really, most bank accounts give you 0.02%. But let's just say you found a nice one. It gives you 2%. At 2%, it's going to take you 36 years. And that's at 2%. Mind you, I just said most banks give you 0.02%, not point, not 2%, 0.2%, right? So that's showing you how long it's going to take for your money to grow. It is never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever, never, never, right? So you're going to wait 36 years for that dollar to turn into $2? I mean, in your lifetime, you might get $4. I mean, you feel me? That's crazy, right? That sounds crazy. But most people never pay attention. We're saving. We're trying to do the right things. We're saving our money. We're letting it, you know, build. Now, there's a difference. An emergency savings is for a rainy day. That's your rainy day fund, right? That's for a couple $1,000 if you can get it. Dave Ramsey likes to talk about having 1,000. I would say you want to have 5, because, and it may take a while, just get the first 1,000 if you can, but you want to, in your mind, think 5, because depending on your bills, you're going to need more than that. And you may have an emergency that comes up that may cost more than $1,000. Right. If your car breaks down, it may cost $1,200 to get your car fixed. If you, you know, you lose your job and you're behind on rent, your rent is probably going to be at least $1,000. If you have roommates or you have a spouse or you're in a relationship, whatever, then maybe y'all split the rent. I don't know how that works. I'm not in your house. I ain't in your business. But what I'm telling you is you may have an emergency that costs more than $1,000. Very rarely, unless you got to go get your cousin out of jail, it's going to cost you more than 5, right? So those are like major things where it's like something that you usually could have insurance for, whether it's health insurance, life insurance, or, you know, car insurance, you know, on your business, you have business insurance, all of those type of things. So something over that amount of money, you probably would have some type of insurance for it. But my point of this is, when you put money in a bank, the bank, guess what they do? They invest it, and they not only double your money, they 10x your money. So what that means is they take that dollar, they put it, they lend out up to $10 on your dollar and charge each one of the people. Let's say if they give it out for mortgages, each one of those new homeowners is going to pay interest at different rates that they determine. The bank determines the interest rate you're going to pay based on what? Your credit. So we'll have a whole nother series on credit. And that's what I wanted to focus on tonight, is to get you to think about investing whenever you take a dollar out of your pocket. You can be investing it in something that's fun. You're going out to the movies. You're taking your kids to Six Flags or to a basketball game, a football game. That's quality time with your children. That is a great investment. You may be taking that out to get something you need. Let's say you need a certain tool to do a job around the house. You may say to yourself, okay, I'm going to pay a handyman to do this job. They may want $1,500. Or if I am confident enough that I know how to do it, I maybe can buy this tool or even rent the tool if I'm only going to be using it for a one-time thing. And that may cost $150. Get the materials, maybe another $100. And for $250, you just got the same thing done. May it take you a little longer. You watch a few YouTube videos. You do it step by step. And boom, you're good to go. So that's an example of every single thing you do, whether even the things that have nothing to do with money. When you sit down and you make your meal plan for the month with the family, we all get, whether you're skinny, fat, or anywhere in between, you can think about your diet as an investment, right? The same principle, the rule of 72. Now, you might want to say, hey, I want to lose 20 pounds. You don't divide it by 72. But the point is, you would say, okay, in that case, how many pounds do I want to lose a week? Now, if you lose 2 pounds a week, 52 weeks in a year, that's 104 pounds. Now, if I told you from the beginning of the year, I'm going to lose 104 pounds, you'd be like, yo, that's a lot. But if I told you, hey, man, I'm just trying to lose 2 pounds a week. I'm drinking water now. I'm walk about 30 minutes a day. We're cutting out all the snacks at night. We stop eating sugar. I'm stop drinking all that soda. And I'm eating some healthy foods. I'm going to have my meal with the most caloric intake during the middle of the day, because that's when I'm burning up the most calories. At night, I'm not going to eat anything after 8 or 9. I'm going to get some sleep. I'm going to do everything I can do, right? Little small baby steps, but over time they accumulate, right? So that's the same thing. How faster can I now, if I want to step it up a notch, or either on the exercise or I want to get more extreme on the diet, I can accelerate my timetable. So that's the same principle you would bring when you're talking about investing. I think a lot of people make investing more complicated than it is. And now once we double our money, right? And let's say in the example I told you, a 12% investment, right? Now it cut, it's going to get in 6 years. So now I could take that money in 6 years. It's going to double. But guess what? If you pick a stock that has dividends, it can grow even faster, because what's going to happen, it's what's called compound interest. And so now let's say I invested $100, 10% interest. At the end of the year, that's $110. So I already made 10 bucks off just sitting $100 in a certain account. Now, if I had that $100 in the bank, I just told you it's going to take you 36 years to turn to $200. So 110, let's just break that down. It may take you 3 years to get to, or more to get to $110. You know, so that's what I'm saying. If you say 10% of that, right, would be 3.6 years just to get $10. And I just told you, you put the 100 in there, and at the end of the year, you got 110. So now next year, you're getting 10% of 110, not 10% of 100, right? And so now you get that. And then the next year, you're getting 10% of that. And then next year, you get, so it actually may even increase the time or decrease the time that it's going to take for that money to double. So those are just some examples that I wanted to show you. Now, like I said, we can get into all different types of investments, things that could double you. It's ways if you know how to invest on a, as a day trader, you can double and triple your money in minutes. But you have to know what you're doing. And not only that, for the average person, they want to see a long-term success. You have your long-term investing and you have your short-term investing, and it doesn't matter. It's all up to you. But no matter what you do, you have a tool that I just gave you on this Boss Talk to calculate how long it's going to take your money to double. And that is called the Rule of 72. So just to give you one more recap of the example, we had an investment, had 6% interest. We divided that by 72. We see that is 12. It's going to take 12 years for that $100 to turn into two. But if I'm getting 12% interest and you divide 12 into 72, it will take 6 years for that $100 to turn into two. Now, if you get something that has 24% interest, which there are some things out there, or different stocks, if you get into certain investments, that means it's going to take 3 years for that money to double. And think, oh, even over that 3 years, if you're getting dividends and it's compounding, it'll be even more than the 200. You might end up with 250. And while these numbers are small that I'm talking about, they're just an example to let you know, like they say, the rich keep getting richer. Yes, the rich have certain tax breaks, but most wealthy people invest. Rich people are broke. Wealthy people invest. You want to be wealthy. You don't want to be rich. Rich just means I have enough to pay for the stuff I can't afford until I can't afford it anymore. Most people, 9-to-5ers, what they're doing, they're working to pay the bills and try to get to the next month. The rich people have enough money to pay the bills and have fun. And that fun, right, as the Wolf of Wall Street said, they call them fun coupons. That's what he called his money, because he had enough money to pay for anything he needed, but he wanted to take the money and have fun and enjoy life and say, hey, I want to have a yacht. I want to do this. I want to do that. That's what I'm going to do, right? And I'm going to motivate as many people around me as I can to make as much money as they can, so we're all living that life and we're all fixing, in his mind, what he thought was fixing his problems. Now, this isn't a case study on the Wolf of Wall Street, but it's just getting you to understand that wealthy people, right, invest their money and then they have fun with the money that is made off of their money. So if you want to get wealthy, you have to rethink rich. And I'm going to leave you with that tonight. If you want to learn about more about investing, you can join my Facebook group, Rethink Rich Academy, and I'll be glad to give you some pointers and some tips so you can understand the concepts and we can get you in the game. All right, so I'm going to sign off tonight. Rule of 72, don't forget it. Divide any interest rate by 72, and it will tell you how long it takes to double. All right, so I just showed you how to double your money. Now go out there and let's get this money. I'll talk to you next time. I'll be back tomorrow. Where else I'm going, y'all? And I just want to tell y'all that, you know, I love what y'all doing. I see the audience growing. I see everything going all around the world. Big shout out to my people in Spain. Big shout out to my people in Nigeria. Big shout out to Nigeria, too. I got a couple cats out there. My man Yinks, he's really killing it out there. We're going to get him on here. We're going to take it all the way to the motherland, baby, from America to Africa. We got investors out there, too. We got bosses. We international. As for me, this your boy, Jay Gibson, CEO and founder of Rethink Rich Academy, the new face of finance. Get used to it. And this has been another edition of Late Night Boss Talk. Now get on out of here. I'll talk to you next time.